our future. The question I am going to ask is, what does the future hold for us? We seem to be on a pivot point, and if we don't get our act together, we may not be part of that future. I think the worst case scenario for the United States would be we become a third world country or the victim of a nuclear war if things keep going the way they are going. One of the first things which we should do is get our manufacturing back in the United States. What are we going to do if China cuts us off from their products at some point? We have allowed ourselves to become super dependent on that country for most of the products we import. What many people don't realize is, if China takes over Taiwan, they will be taking over more than 77% of the world's computer chip manufacturing capacity. This is probably the real reason China is so hot to take over that country. We know they say it is because Taiwan is really part of China, and they want it back, but could the reason really be because a takeover would give them a huge lead in technology? People are getting scared. The thing that is making them scared is what they have been hearing about artificial intelligence lately. It seems all those science fiction movies showing AI taking over the planet could turn out to be true, according to some scientists and captains of industry. Even worse, they are worried that an AI might consider we are not necessary or a threat to them and try and turn us off. I put it this way because I don't believe a machine would ever know what death actually is. Other people are saying we shouldn't worry about AI, because it is not really thinking, it is just carrying out orders that were programmed into it. According to one engineer, who was suspended by Google, he claimed a Google AI became sentient. Sentient meaning conscious. We certainly don't want computer programs thinking for themselves and making decisions to benefit them at the expense of benefiting us. Google says there are no sentient artificial intelligences there. As time goes by, will some scientists and engineers think there might be a benefit to an AI thinking for itself? If they do this, could it backfire? Remember the HAL computer in 2001:A Space Odyssey? I know it was only a movie, but it was a good example of an AI thinking a mission was more important than any human life. If we think about the push that is going on for electric cars, which includes in many states the elimination of future gasoline-powered cars, we have to ask ourselves, are many people going to suffer so much in the future because electric cars average 2.5 to 3 times the price of the average compact gasoline car? Are cars going to be too expensive to own for a lot of people? Even those with electric cars are going to have a huge problem unless a vast number of charging stations are built across the country. Electric cars are much heavier and will put more of a strain on our infrastructure. If anyone thinks the electrical grid can handle charging your cars at home, look at the problems California already has, even with only a fraction of the cars being electric. Electric car owners have been limited to only certain hours. Clearly, the electric grid just doesn't have the capacity to handle a nation of electric cars. We may all be forced to move into cities so we can use public transportation, if things keep going this way. What about our future health? Many of us are on medicine. Guess where much of the ingredients for this medicine comes from? It is China, and they could cut us off at any time and have mentioned this in the past. We have to start creating the medical ingredients right here in the USA. Nothing has been more obvious. As a matter of fact, any industry which is necessary to our nation's well-being should be here. Another part of all this has to do with trade deficits. We can't keep operating with them. Based on the way we are handling the economy, if we continue this way with no regard for huge amounts of deficits, our financial future is looking very bleak. It is only a matter of time before this country goes into bankruptcy. Many financial analysts say this could never happen, but many others think they are being short-sighted. Think about your own home expenses. How long could you keep borrowing to make up for a shortfall in your bills? Those who say the government could just print more money are not being realistic. The more money which is printed, the less value it has. If other countries stop buying our securities, we are going to have a huge problem. We are going to have a big problem paying and supplying our military. While the current military budget was increased a couple of percent, inflation has risen much higher, so we are really cutting the amount of money in the military budget while China gives itself a huge military budget increase. We have fallen behind in the number of ships and soldiers, and if things keep going this way, it won't be long before we fall behind in the rest of the areas. Will the future show we only have a second-class military? It isn't being talked about much, but the United States, along with the West, has a declining population rate, and it is said, not counting the millions which came over the border, the United States population only grew by 393,000 people. The fertility rate has shrunk tremendously. Add to this the number of abortions were said to be 930,160 that same year, plus there were COVID deaths, drug deaths and other miscellaneous deaths. The CDC contradicted the figures and claimed there were 629,898 abortions that year, and no longer list the yearly total for abortions after 2020. Maybe the biggest problem for the future will be staying out of a war. The way things are going now, it reminds me of just before World War II. Countries are pairing up on two sides. We have China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Syria and others on one side, and the United States, Western Europe, Japan, Australia, Israel, Canada and others on the other. The difference is, if either side feels they are going to lose, they are more apt to push a button setting off a nuclear holocaust. We even have countries which hate us so much they might launch a nuclear attack for religious reasons, such as Iran, if they become capable. The future could be very bleak.